Hey, Jen, want to answer questions about sex from a live audience?
Public execution sounds easier.
Great! On this episode, we're coming to you live from the annual Intimate Covenant Marriage Retreat.
Welcome to the Intimate Covenant Podcast, where we believe the Bible and great married sex both belong on your kitchen table. That's right, we're talking about holy, covenant-bound, intimate relationships with hot sex.
We're Matt and Jen, founders of Intimate Covenant. We offer biblical teaching and resources to help married couples achieve a fuller relationship and an extraordinary sex life. For more information, visit our website, intimatecovenant.com.
Welcome, friends. Our prayer for you is that you are having as much fun as we are having.
We are here with 86 of our closest friends and having a wonderful, great time. We are recording this live on a Friday afternoon from our marriage retreat.
Something we've never done before, recorded in front of a live audience, so we're anxious for that to happen. We're going to use this episode as a way of answering questions.
Every year in our annual marriage retreat, we have a question and answer session. When we get some amazing questions, we've actually turned a lot of those questions from an annual marriage retreat into a few, some of our podcast episodes. Yeah. We'll probably use some of the questions we received this weekend as future questions to cover on our podcast. But we're going to go through as many questions as we can. We have great questions from this audience.
Let's do it.
All right, this is a good question.
You want to read this one?
All right, yeah, sure. I'll let you answer it.
That's a deal. That's a deal.
All right. So this comes because Mary Dance is one of our retreat sponsors, providing coupons for our retreat attendees. And so the question is, if MaryDance.com was limited to only one device for him and one for her, what should those items be? Also, do they all come with instructions? We're branching out here, and I'm just going to, yay.
Good for you.
Good job branching out. I understand this is a very scary place to branch out for some people. And frankly, like we said when we were even just introducing Mary Dance, there's not a lot of resources out there in places you can go to buy these products that you're not going to be assaulted and have to view things that are completely against your moral standards.
Right.
And so Mary Dance is a great place for that. And so for a lot of people, it's a new place to go.
Perfect.
So what would you tell them to buy, Matthew?
What products would I recommend? Well, first of all, I'm going to sort of change how this question is even phrased, because it's not about one device for him and one for her. These are both for you.
Yes.
Both. These aren't something, we're not encouraging you to, here's your toy, you go do what you want with it, here's my toy and I'm going to do what I want with it.
No.
These are things that should be shared every time in whatever way that you can share them.
If you choose to have them, these may not be of interest to you in your marriage, and your marriage can be wonderfully successful without this,
a toy. Also true. So there's two products that are what I would call like entry level. Gateway drugs, if you will. You told me I get to answer it, so I'm going to answer it my way. So there's two products I think that most people can get on board with and are relatively non-threatening. The first one is what's called a bullet vibe. Okay, that is a small vibrator. A lot of them are like the size of a lipstick container. Mm-hmm. Relatively small, non-threatening. They're not shaped like any particular anatomic part that could be offensive or threatening to either one of you.
Right.
It's something that can be easily used simply on her or simply on him. or because of its size, can also be used during intercourse as well. So it's something that can be part of foreplay. It can be part of the main. It can be the main event. It can be part of intercourse if that's going to be your main event. But it is an excellent way to, especially an effective way to provide clitoral stimulation for her. And like you've heard us talk about before, the clitoris has two turntables and a microphone. It's where it's at.
Way to get your Beck comment in there. Good.
Most women, up to 80% of women, require some kind of clitoral stimulation in order to reach orgasm. Right. Not that orgasm is the goal, but that's a great side effect of your coming together and your seeking oneness. So for a lot of women, clitoral stimulation, a bullet vibe, is a way to attain that in a very non-threatening way. Another excellent product is what's called a ring. They go by a cock ring or a penis ring is how you might search for that. But on Married Dance only, search for that. It's a device that is worn around the base of the penis that has a built-in bullet vibe attached to it. Like it's literally like the size of a bullet. Most of these, and these are, you can find very inexpensive ones. They're almost a throwaway kind of product. We thought about putting them in the gift bags this year, but.
You thought about putting it. Thankfully, I buy the gift bag items.
Not everybody probably feels that way, but. But it's a product that's worn by the man, but it's providing enough vibration that you're, as great as you are, guys, your penis can't do that on its own. So it's a way to provide that kind of extra stimulation to make intercourse more enjoyable for her.
Yes.
And one of the benefits is that it's something that you can wear together. It's designed to be worn during that intimate act of intercourse.
Right. And again, I think the point is only bring in toys that promote connection between the two of you. And so that means you need to be having these conversations, not just buying them separately. Buy things that are comfortable for both of you. And they do all come with instructions. Merry Dance also mails everything in just totally
nondescript. Thank you. They are discreet.
They are discreet.
Nondescript.
Packaging, so don't worry if it lands on your doorstep, your children will not know unless they open them. Don't let them open the box. But yes, so they do come with instructions. Merry Dance even has a place on their website where they kind of offer some recommendations of how to get started if this is something new to you. So,
but let me just encourage you, husbands, this is not something you get her for Mother's Day.
No.
This is not something that you buy on your own and surprise her with. That's what I'm getting at.
Unless you know for sure, that would be a wonderful gift for her.
But it still won't be it should not be a surprise to her other than, oh, you got the thing that we talked about that we were going to get.
Yeah.
This needs to be a conversation. You don't introduce this to your relationship by just handing it to her one night. That ain't gonna work. This needs to be a conversation, and this is something that you guys need to explore together. It will be a much more enjoyable experience if you've done the online shopping together.
All right, this question is, what do you think of Skype sex with mutual masturbation when separated or just for fun?
What do we think?
Just do it.
Let's do it.
Go for it.
You know, masturbation is a word that carries a lot of baggage.
Right.
And I think what most people mean by masturbation is secret masturbation. Pornography is attached to that in a lot of ways, but the secret masturbation is, I think, what most of us associate with that. But there's plenty of references in script. Well, not plenty. It's not like every book has references to masturbation, but there are certainly references in the Song of Solomon to manual stimulation of one another. And ultimately, if you're one flesh, does it matter whose hands are doing what? If you're both pleasuring, if you're both bringing about sexual pleasure for the means of connection with one another, it doesn't matter whose hands are where. And that's really important for being able to maintain a sexual connection when you're separated. What if one of you is deployed for, you know, 6 months to Iraq or whatever? Well, you can still maintain a sexual connection in some ways. Now, you might not be able to do a live Skype chat in the mess hall, okay, or whatever, but if you are each pleasuring yourself with the knowledge that you're each doing that on your own and sharing that together in some intimate way, I think that's how you maintain a sexual relationship when you're separated. But to this question, I also don't think there's any problem and would probably encourage you. Might not do it over Skype unless you're really sure it's a secure connection. You got to be careful about what you put out on the internet waves. But if that's how you can enjoy one another, connect with one another, and maintain that sexual connection, I think that's an outstanding tool. We're fortunate in this day and age to have that technology to do that.
We want to take this opportunity to give a huge shout out to all of our incredible sponsors, sponsors without which our marriage retreat would just simply not be quite as special.
That's right. Our first sponsor we'd like to shout out to is Mary Dance. MaryDance.com is a Christian-friendly sex toy store, and that means that there is no nudity or other inappropriate images on their website. They are full supporters of selling products designed to help married couples increase their intimacy with one another.
And I think that makes them a really unique place on the internet that married couples can go, knowing that, first of all, the site is supportive of marriage and married couples and supportive of that covenant.
Right.
But they represent those products in a way that is safe and clean, and yes, there's no filth or pornography there. Plus, they have great prices, a huge selection,
right?
And they even have a section in their website that is educational from the standpoint of helping those that are, quote, branching out, as yeah, we talked about in the previous segment. But they have a section that will help give recommendations and explain even how to use some of their various products for those that just maybe have never walked down that road before.
Sure. And for our retreat attendees, Mary Dance offered each of them a 10% off coupon.
Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, Mary Dance gifted us three $50 gift certificates that we were able to use for some of our door prizes.
Very lucky participants who
absolutely
received those gift cards. And they even gave a gift to the gracious retreat hosts.
Ooh, I wonder who that could be.
Well, we were the lucky recipients of a gift as well. So we definitely want to give a huge shout out to MaryDance.com. Brent has been a huge supporter of ours, really from the very beginning. I think
absolutely,
our very first marriage retreat, and every year since, Mary Dance
yep
has been a participant in that, and they certainly deserve our recognition for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Dance.
Thank you very much. We also want to recognize Websites That Sell, websitesthatsell.com. This is a company that is run by some very close friends of ours. But more importantly than that, they also are the ones who are responsible for our gorgeous looking website.
Yes.
They keep it updated. They keep it clean. They really helped us immensely in the initial design process.
Right. We have a upgrade coming soon to our website.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Websites That Sell just offers beautifully designed custom websites tailored for your business or organization. And the great thing about Websites That Sell is that they are great at helping you not just create a beautiful website, but also helping steer you into what is your purpose, what is your mission. They have a great whole process that you can go through, that the end result is a beautiful website and a clear message and mission and purpose
yeah
for your business.
Yeah. Not only will your website look great, but it will serve your purpose.
Absolutely.
And it will help guide your purpose, and it will help
connect you with customers and get them to the right place in the right way.
Right. So thank you, Websites That Sell.
Cannot recommend them enough. If you need a website, and everybody, every business needs a good website.
Yes. And there's a lot of bad websites out there.
There are a lot of bad ones out there.
So go to Websites That Sell if you need a website.
And let's also recognize Ghost Sherpa, ghostsherpa.com. They provide remarkable, affordable, hassle-free graphic design for marketing teams and agencies. In short, they do high-quality graphic design support. All of the important graphic design that has been done for us for our website, our social media, our podcast cover art, and even more recently, they've been doing all of our graphic design for the booklets. They designed our retreat logo. They designed all of the workbooks that we distributed to the participants.
Yeah.
Any kind of important graphic design they are doing for us, and they have great prices. It's so easy just to send them and tell them I would like XYZ, and they have it done for me within a day or two.
They're very creative.
Very creative
and great.
And quick turnaround. These are high quality graphic artists that are doing this kind of work, and they do it all very well. GoSherpa donated a free logo design.
Thank you, GoSherpa.
Like a $300 value logo design. They donated to one of our lucky retreat couples for their personal business, and we just can't thank them enough for that generous donation.
That was a fun door prize.
And definitely
absolutely.
Definitely can't thank them enough for taking care of all of our graphic design. They do such a great job, and they are certainly one of our valued sponsors as well.
Right. So that gets a few of our sponsors, and we'll mention a few more of our valued sponsors at the end of this episode. But for now, back to our questions.
The questioner says, as a husband that has hidden a long-lasting porn addiction, both prior to and during marriage, how do I finally come clean with my wife and give her that opportunity to truly know and love me for who I am?
Great question. I appreciate the vulnerability of this questioner.
It's kind of a deep place to start this episode, but I think that's such a valuable place to be as a husband and as a couple. In like we've talked about all already this week, that real love is demonstrated in loving for one another, for who we really are. And so I think this is where it has to start. You've got to first admit who you really are before you can be loved for who you really are. And so I think one of the first places you have to be in order to get to a place of healing is first of all to own it.
Yes.
And it sounds like this questioner, this husband, is at that place. He wants to own it. He wants to take responsibility for it. And I think that's crucial. You have to own this and for what it is. And I also appreciate the fact that this husband is owning this as something that was even pre-existing his marriage. There's no blame here for his wife for not offering him enough sex or not being connected in some other way. This is a husband who sounds like he's willing and ready to take responsibility for that. And I would say that part of that moving towards that level of responsibility is setting up some accountability. Part of the process of healing in this case, it is going to be essential to rebuild trust. And trust can only be rebuilt through accountability. If you as a husband are resistant to accountability, then you are resistant to the kind of healing that can occur, that will occur. By accountability, though, I want to be very clear that this does not mean that your wife needs to hold you accountable in this. This is not her problem, as it were. It's not her fault. It is her problem to the extent that your addiction to porn is going to have serious consequences on her. But it's not her problem, except that it is, because she has to live with you. She has to love you. She has to learn to trust you again. But I will say that it first starts by setting up some accountability. And that kind of accountability really needs to be from someone who you respect as a spiritual leader. Someone who has influence in your life who can force some issue and force some change. And if you don't have those kind of relationships, that speaks volumes about why you might be in the situation that you're in. But you need to foster those kinds of relationships with your elders, with other men, other peers, but not just your friends, because your friends are unlikely to tell you what you really need to hear. Your friends are often just yes men. You need to find the kind of friends, make the kind of friends who are willing to tell you that you're wrong.
Well, and along with that, Matt, if a husband is going to come to his wife and share this deep place of wound, it is going to be very important for them to move forward, for her to know that he has a plan of action. In other words, don't just come to your wife and say, I have a porn problem, and leave it at that. Because all you've done is put this huge burden upon her. You are, in a sense, when you do that, making her accountable to then be the one to figure out the plan for how are you going to solve this. So come to your wife with your porn problem, but come with a plan of how you're going to solve this.
And there's so much more we can say about this, and we've done episodes about this in the past, so you can certainly look that up. If you're not familiar with the podcast, you can certainly look that up. But one place that this starts is beginning to change how you view sex. Most of the time, men who are caught up in pornography are caught up in it because they have a misconception about what sex is. Mm-hmm. And they're using sex, whether it's porn or even with their wife. Their wife just simply becomes a masturbation tool as well. They're not connecting, they're not using sex to help build all those other realms of intimacy that we've talked about. If sex is not building your spiritual intimacy, then you're doing it wrong. If it's not building your emotional intimacy, then you're doing it wrong and you don't understand what it's for. It is a tool to build closeness and oneness. That's the goal. That's the purpose. So ultimately, in a lot of cases, this is going to require you really almost rewiring your brain about how you think about sex.
Right.
That might require counseling by a professional or some other person who is experienced or capable of helping you deal with that, helping you, giving you the tools to reframe your perspective about what sex means to you.
Right.
So there's a lot more we could say about that.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that the last part of that, maybe when you talk about reframing how you view sex, the huge problem with porn is that it is all about self. And so when you choose to use porn, it is all about you, and sex becomes all about you and all about gratification of self. That is not the point of sex. Sex is about connection. It is about pleasure with your beloved. And so when you talk about reframing how you view sex, I think that's an important part of that. Now, there's a follow-up question, mm-hmm. or part two of this question, that's from the wife's perspective. And I so appreciate that, this couple putting it both together. So it says, as a wife whose husband has told me that he's hidden a porn addiction, which started before we met and continued long after we were married, how do I be his safe place to express this part of himself when it feels like I don't even know the man I married? Mm. And you can just feel the pain in that.
Well, and maybe going back to this idea, if you as a husband want to come clean to your wife about something like this, I'm not guaranteeing that it's not going to cause a major problem. You are going to hurt your wife with that kind of information.
Right. And so to the wife, I would say you should hurt.
For sure.
You should grieve deeply the pain that this has brought into your life and into your marriage.
And you should be angry. You've been betrayed. You should be angry about that. Don't push that away like I'm somehow a better person because I don't let it affect me. Well, if it doesn't affect you, you are missing something in that relationship. It should affect you.
Right.
It has to affect you. If you're one, use that betrayal is a tearing of that oneness.
Right.
It should hurt.
So don't hide your anger and don't hide your grief, because that is how you share with your spouse the emotional impact of this sin within their life.
Now, there's a difference between grieving and being angry.
Yeah.
and then turning that into a tool just to continually make him feel bad.
Yes.
That's not helpful. That's not healing.
Right.
But don't be afraid to say, look, I'm really torn up about this, and I don't really know what to do about that. Or I'm really angry at you about this. And be angry. It's okay to be angry. You just have to do it in the right way.
The end of this says, I feel like I don't even know the man I married. It's not that you don't know the man you married. It's that you just now know another part of the man you married. You were just given intimate knowledge into the man you married. He just brought you into the most vulnerable place that he has. And I understand, I deeply understand the pain of that, but I also want you to see the hope within that. The fact that he is willing to own it and that he is willing to bring you into that. Because it is his problem, but it is also your problem in that you are one and his battles are your battles. Now, they are his battles to fight, yes, but you can be that intimate ally with him if you know the battle that he is fighting. And so you don't not know him, you know him so much deeper now than you knew him before.
And you now know where to sustain him. You now know what your role is in sustaining him. It's not that you can fix his problem, but you certainly can be either a help or a hindrance in that process. And what is your role? I mean, your role as a wife is to be his sustainer
now,
and to support him.
Now, I think it's very important that we make this point that it does not mean that you just become a substitute for porn. That is not your role. Just having more sex does not fix a porn problem.
It doesn't fix his misconception about what sex means.
Right, because a porn addiction is coming from a place of a misconception about his sexuality, about the purpose of his sexuality, and he's missing that place of connection with you.
Right.
And so it's not about just becoming a substitute. You don't have to just be a porn star to solve his porn problem. It's not how it works. And again, that goes back to him needing to do the work to understand what porn has meant in his life and how to go about the steps of recovery for porn. And I'm gonna say, men, go to your elders. Go to your church leaders. If they don't already have a plan of action in place to help, then you need to hold those elders and church leaders accountable. Every single church should be battling this addiction. And it's not just a man's problem. This question is from that standpoint. Porn is not just about men. It's also very much an addiction for women. And churches need to be battling this addiction problem. And if your church doesn't have something in place and you are someone who has recovered from porn yourself, be the light. Be the one to help guide that process for others.
So this is a related question, although it's from a different asker as far as I know. The question is, how do I serve as an intimate ally with my partner against sin when my partner knowingly and willfully chose to commit this sin, which greatly damaged trust in our relationship and hurt me mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually? I think that's a great question because, and again, I think this gets back to the idea that that betrayal is a sin against you. That betrayal does hurt. It does cause separation. It does cause grief. It does cause anger. But it can also be a place that starts substantial growth. And I don't wish this kind of thing on any relationship, any kind of betrayal, whether it's pornography or even sexual affairs or other kinds of infidelities. I don't wish that on any relationship, but I do know the strongest couples that you know are the ones who have dealt with these kinds of problems.
Yeah, they are not the couples that don't have problems. They are the couples that have been in the battlefield together and they are working on repairing.
So, they're the ones that have embraced one another,
yeah.
in their weakest moments, learned how to repair. And because of that, they emerge with victory. And isn't that the gospel itself? Of death and burial, but resurrection. Right. But you can't be resurrected until you're dead. And death is scary, and we're afraid of that. But death is scary. But we got to learn to embrace that, knowing that it doesn't have to be our power that will raise us. Believe in the power of the resurrection.
Right. That's the picture of redeeming love. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So that's it for the questions for this episode. But before we go, we just wanted to mention a few of more of our valuable sponsors. The first is Infinite Moon, infinitemoon.com. Infinite Moon is the makers of the Everpillow. They also make an amazing array of other luxurious linens and bedwear. But
right.
their revolutionary product is this Everpillow.
Right. It has adjustable firmness, has a zipper in it. You can take out some of the filling, add some filling, make it exactly what you want it to be. They also have different model pillows according to whether or not you're a side sleeper or a back sleeper. Really cool pillows. And Infinite Moon donated a pillow for one of our door prizes, an $89 value. We're very thankful for that. Along with that, they gave all of our participants a 15% off coupon. So thank you, Infinite Moon,
for being
a supporter of Intimate Covenant.
First-time supporter. That's the first time we've partnered
with
them. We really appreciate that.
Another one of our supporters, longtime supporters, is Mentionables, mentionables.com. Mentionables is makers of high-quality, beautiful lingerie. They have an incredible selection of gorgeous lingerie. But the best part about Mentionables is that their website includes no models, and it is nudity-free website. So you can feel very comfortable going and searching for the piece of special lingerie that you or your beloved would like to enjoy with one another, and not be worried about what you might be seeing on that website.
Or so, not seeing.
Not seeing. That's right. So no nudity, no models at Mentionables. And they gave all of our retreat participants a 10% off coupons. Thank you, Mentionables.
Yes, thank you.
For being a supporter.
And they've supported us in years past as well. We certainly appreciate that. We also had support from The Dating Divas.
Yeah, this is a fun website, yes. datingdivas.com.
Thedatingdivas.com.
Yes, and they offer lots of resources to help spice up the bedroom, lots and lots and lots of creative date night ideas, and lots of just aids to help conversation and connection with married couples on a deeper level.
Yes.
Great website.
Tons of resources. You'd be amazed how many resources they have.
Super fun.
Really, really incredible.
That's right. And they gave all of our retreat attendees a $5 coupon code to their online store and then donated one of their new products, a new app. This is a super cool app called Choose Your Own Date Adventure.
It's really incredible. You
need this app.
You answer questions and they tell you what date you should go on.
Yes, and they tell you what supplies you're going to need, what preparation you may or may not need, all may or may not need, and it's all based on your interest,
how much money, how much is your budget. They create everything for you based on several questions that they ask you, and there's 30 or more date possibilities that the app will choose for you. So
lots of fun.
It's really fun, really creative.
Don't know what to do on date night.
I mean, isn't that always the question?
Date adventure app.
What are we going to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, this helps solve that problem for you.
So thank you, thedatingdivas.com, for being one of our sponsors. And last this year, another new sponsor for us was Uberlube, uberlube.com.
Yeah, you should spell that. U-B-E-R-L-U-B-E.
There Uber you go. Uberlube. Uberlube is a silicone-based, high-quality personal lubricant. It includes no additives, no fragrances, or no artificial preservatives.
Just three kinds of silicone and vitamin E. That's all that's in it.
And they donated a generous sample pack to each of our retreat couples that we put in our swag bags.
Yes, lots of fun. And again, thank you to all these sponsors. Huge thanks to all these retreat sponsors. Merry Dance, Websites That Sell, Ghost Sherpa, Infinite Moon, Mentionables, The Dating Divas, and Uberlube. If you want more information about these companies, go to their websites. I'm going to post all those websites on the show notes.
Yeah.
So don't, you know, pull up, don't have a wreck trying to type this into your phone right now.
Right.
It'll all be in the show notes. You can go there, get their websites, and support these sponsors. They're yeah. doing good work. We wouldn't partner with these companies if we didn't really believe in their products.
Yes.
And so we want you to support them as well.
We hope you've enjoyed this glimpse into our retreat question and answer session. And next week, we're going to include some more questions from that retreat. And if all of this intrigues you, well, then that means that you need to come to the retreat yourself.
Come join us next year.
Our retreat this year was such a good time, and we want to plan to see you there next year. So we announced this year at the retreat. The dates for next year's retreat will be September 22nd through the 24th of 2022. Registration will open on Valentine's Day.
Fitting, right? Fitting.
There you go.
Plan now. You can start saving. It'll be the perfect Valentine's Day gift, I assure you.
That's right.
Or if you want to bring us to your church or small group, if you can't come to us, we can come to you.
We will come to you.
Contact us, podcast@intimatecovenant.com. We'd love to discuss that possibility. We would love to meet you. All right. Thanks for listening, subscribing, rating, sharing, and for all your support. Until next time, keep striving and don't settle. Thank you for listening. If you have something to add, we would invite your feedback, questions, and suggestions via our email, podcast@intimatecovenant.com. To submit anonymous questions and feedback, visit our website, intimatecovenant.com/podcast. Click on the button, Contact the Podcast, for an anonymous submission form.
In addition to this podcast, Intimate Covenant offers group Bible studies, private couples coaching, premarital counseling, weekend seminars, and an annual marriage retreat. We would love to continue the conversation about God's plan for intimate marriage and holy sexuality with you and your friends.
If you're interested in bringing us to your church or small group, please contact us, podcast@intimatecovenant.com. May God continue to bless your marriage.